Welcome to Veteran Voices SITREP with Tom Faust and Chris Faust.
And now we're live.
All right, we are live.
So, welcome to Veteran Voices SITREP. This is our brand new podcast with me. I am Tom Faust, and this is my son,
Chris.
And so we I decided and asked him, and he agreed to start a podcast for veterans so we can support veterans, because part of the vision that I have is to do what we can to prevent veteran homelessness in particular, but help veterans in any other way that we can.
Yeah.
And so I mean, that's we are here.
Advice, conversation, anything like that. We're
absolutely
looking forward to it.
Sure. Just have conversations. We can talk. We will be doing some interviews of other people who work with veterans to get as much information and resources as we can provide. And so I just wanted to go over my background a little bit, and Chris can go over his. And so for me, I joined the Army in 1975 and was active for 3 years, reserve for a year. While I was in, I was an X-ray technician, and I went to the Panama Canal Zone for the primary portion of my service. And while I was there, I was in a field unit as an X-ray technician. And so I had a nice, you know, portable X-ray machine and one of those boxes you can drag around, literally no wheels, of course. I was in a field unit, and so we did a lot of things. It was peacetime at the time. Vietnam had just ended. And so I did a lot of cleaning trucks, doing guard duty, all sorts of fun stuff like that. And at one point, the one exciting part was that 1976, excuse me. In 1976, there was a big earthquake in the mountains in Guatemala, and everybody in my unit was talking about how they wanted to go and we could help out. And I was thinking, I don't want to go anywhere near earthquakes. But anyway, they sent a MASH unit or something like a MASH type unit from San Antonio. And immediately their X-ray machine broke. And it turned out I was the only one that went. And it turns out that that ended up being like my absolute favorite time of the Army at all. I was there. I stayed 6 days longer than they needed me, and it was nice. Got a promotion out of that, but just volunteered and helped out how I could, and just had a great time. It was a really good experience. After that, I transitioned to San Francisco, worked at the Presidio in San Francisco for a while before it turned into Lucasfilm Studios and stuff. That's where I met Chris's mom, as a matter of fact. And the rest is history about that, but that was my military service. I was discharged after the reserves as a staff sergeant. And that, you know, I might have re-enlisted in the reserves if they'd have told me they promoted me. It happened 2 weeks before I got out. And I didn't notice it until I got my exit papers and it said staff sergeant. It's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So really, I was Spec 5 the whole time at the end.
But
anyway, that's most of it for me at this point. Chris.
Yeah, mine little different. I joined in 2001, January of it, and joined at a time where there was not much going on at all. I was 19. I was like, you know what? I need to want to do something. Didn't want to work, you know, in Kmart or, you know, over, you know, fast food, things like that. So I was like, all right, let's see, let's join the Army. That'll be a good experience. Then went through recruiting and chose my military job, a 301 uniform, a signal support systems specialist. And it was supposed to do computers, but it was like a jack of all trades. And I was told, hey, by the way, your MOS offers airborne, so you get to learn how to jump out of planes. We'll give you a $3,000 signing bonus and an extra $150 a month. And 19-year-old me is like, hey, that's extra money. Sure, why not? So signed up for that, did basic training in Fort Benning, advanced training in Fort Gordon. Then went to airborne, back to Fort Benning for airborne school. And about a week into airborne school, September 11th, 2001 happened. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm probably going somewhere. Sure enough, finish airborne school, get to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, 82nd Airborne Division, and do a little training up there, and then off to Afghanistan. Did about a year in Afghanistan, came back for a little bit, went to Iraq, did a year there, and then back in the States, and then got out of the Army active duty in 2005, and that was an inact reserve for 4 years. And yeah, it was an experience. You go over to a place and it's all moon dust and tents and mortar attacks, all sorts of fun stuff there. So yeah, got out of the Army and used the college money and went to school, and here we are.
Yeah. And I know that you have gone through some issues with some PTSD that you had to deal with. Hopefully at some point your experience, you'll be able to use your experience working through that over the years to help somebody else.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Taking some time for you.
It's still a little bit with it's still somewhat hard for fireworks. Like if I know they're coming, then I can usually, I'm fine with them. But for a while, I just, the really big flash booms just make me kind of shudder and,
yeah,
not able to deal with it. And then just in general, it's just things you go through, you just kind of block off. And hopefully, hopefully I can help somebody, just with anything, whether it's just discussion or, relating to things that they're going through.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So today mostly we wanted to do the introduction, which this has been, and going forward, we have some other topics that we may consider, talk about, ways that help transition from military to civilian life. If you're just fresh out, there's other things we can talk about for trying to find, different ways to try and use your skills that you learn, whether it's leadership skills or physical skills. That you've learned in the Army or in any military service, and how to use those in a civilian life, and how you can work that into a job or into maybe your own business. And we will have interviews with others and other people who help veterans, particularly one that's coming up planned. Don't have a date, but we have a plan. The company that works with helping veterans transition, and they do trainings, and they help with any issues they have and kind of point them in the right direction. And so that's kind of the stuff we want to do here. So I think that's all that we have for today. And unless, Chris, you want to talk about anything else?
Nothing I can think of right now. It'll give us a good ground for moving forward, and look forward to seeing what can happen with us.
Sounds good. All right. So that's it for today, and we will see you all next time.
See ya.